when I say any bad words or anything, you can just take them out.
Yeah, just stick that in your pocket there and put your thing down here, otherwise it's not going to pick you up. There you go. And you stick it in your back pocket or your front pocket. Just make sure you don't put your hand in your pocket and pull it loose.
Yeah.
Let me check and make sure it's working with this recording.
I'll see you guys later.
We didn't record last year, and they wanted us to.
You might want to announce there's so much food that this is just a part of it, so they can be generous.
Right.
Okay. Generous in their eating.
Excuse me?
Are you singing first, or are you talking first?
No.
First, we're going to open the salad. And then we're going to have a little talk.
Okay.
Then we're going to eat and dance.
Okay. Sounds like it's a while.
Okay. Except, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just was like,
yeah.
I was too.
We shouldn't pass the bread trays around, though, until we actually do the bread.
Well, Kelly just went out.
Oh.
With some bread.
Grape juice for the blessing, you want them? Or are you going to get yours later?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I think you want to go ahead and just tell everybody what's going on, and if they want to be involved in the blessing, they'll have to get a cup of juice.
You're going to introduce the blessing for you want me to introduce that?
You can introduce that.
Test.
Oh.
Oh, there are you. Sound man. Where's my sound man?
Turn the mic on, maybe.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, everybody, if we get your attention, we'd like to go ahead and get started. We're a few minutes late. And if you know me, I hate to be late. I'm an on-time person, and I want y'all to be on time, too. If you can't hear, apparently these people over here talking can't hear. So maybe everybody can come this way. Okay, we're going to go ahead and start by blowing the shofar on the new moon, or on the festival. Okay, can everybody hear? Everybody here, okay. We really need everybody that can't, that's not hearing and still talking, maybe cut back a little bit.
No.
Okay, that's really shaky.
We want to, on behalf of all of those who helped organize the festival, Ron and Donna McCown, Lee and Jackie Miller, Mark and Linda Roth, and my lovely wife Angie, we want to welcome you all to Season of Our Joy. We're hoping that this year is one of the most exciting festivals that you've ever had. Hey, fellas. Don't sass me. We're hoping that this is one of your most enjoyable festivals. From the registrations that we went through this year, reading the comments. We know we have a lot of new people, and we're really excited about that. And we have a lot of people who are, this is their first time to Season of Our Joy, even though they may have kept festivals for 30 or 40 years. So we're hoping that that we are living up to your expectations, and that we are providing an excellent opportunity for you to just observe the festival, a different way than you've ever dreamed of before. So that's our goal and our plan for this year, and we hope that we're able to do so. I got a couple of quick announcements. I hate to do announcements this evening, but there's one thing I do need to let you know. Number one, someone lost some money down through here on the street, and if they can tell me how much it is, I'll let them know where they can find it. So, plus the serial numbers, obviously. Second announcement is that I sent an email out just before the festival stating that we were not going to be able to have a child care room this year. How many of you got that email? How many of you could care less? How many would this affect? All right, I got one person back here that's going to affect. Okay, that one person. We are going to be able to have a child care room.
Hallelujah!
We had a man step forward, and he is going to take care of that for us. His name is Brad Dunn. And Brad needs to see you guys who want to be a part of that or use that child care room. You need to see that fellow waving his hand back there, Brad Dunn, just sometime this evening, okay? And Brad's just one of the many people who stepped forward to help. So don't give him all the applause. Save some of it for us. Okay, I don't want to hog the podium tonight, so I want to introduce and present to you Mark Roth. I'm going to go ahead and present Mark, and he's going to introduce the rest of the program this evening.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Seasons of Our Joy. I don't know how they got me up here, but they managed. So, first of all, we're going to open the Sabbath this evening, and so all of you who wish to participate need to see if you can get a cup of grape juice. It's not wine, because we're in a Baptist camp. So if you read your brochure, you'll see that we're not supposed to do that. So we're not going to. And Lisa Winger here, she's going to go ahead and do the opening of the Sabbath. So everybody try to get a cup of grape juice. We got some young gentlemen passing it around. Raise your hand if you need one. Okay, Lisa.
Okay.
Go ahead. You need to get up
okay,
here.
I've got to light this first because I can't do it.
All right.
Could you light it for me?
Well, let me see your candle.
No, honey, light it here.
Hey, you need a piece of bread, too. A cup of grape juice and a piece of bread. Some of you maybe have never done this before.
Chris, Amanda, right there. A piece of bread.
We just sent two big baskets out, so
there's more in here.
Okay, I don't know how the grape juice is.
Grape juice.
You're out.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, we're all out of grape juice, so you'll have to share with your wife or your kids or whatever.
I'll go with Joe.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Let me put that down there for you.
Okay. Lord of the universe, we have lit these candles in honor of this holy day, as you have indicated in your word. In your light, we see light, and Torah is light. And through Torah, we have learned about these annual holy days. We're also told how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So, in honor of Sukkot, we have lit these lights, and we are entering into holy time. And our request is that in God's light, we may continue to see light, that God may keep far from us all manner of shame, grief, and care. And that shalom, light, and joy abide in our home forever. For with God is the abundance of light, and in His light, the abundance of life, and in His light we see light. May it be his will that very soon in our days we see the building of the temple, so that we can all do this in Yerushalayim. And may it also be his will that as he has already begun to gather in all his people, all the Israelites, all 12 tribes together, that we may all worship together.
Amen.
And now for the wine.
Yep. You'll have to fake it.
Blessed are you.
Get up to the mic.
Blessed are you, Jehovah Eloheinu, Yahweh our Elohim, our Father who art in heaven, in the name of his Son Yeshua. Blessed are you who gives us the fruit of the vine. Amen.
Amen.
And blessed is the Holy One of Israel.
Get up to the mic.
Blessed is the Holy One of Israel, who also provides us the bread of life. Even Yeshua, our life. Amen.
Okay.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach. Well, I had a few chapters of the Bible to read to you tonight, but there's no light, so I'll keep it short. I'd like to just all welcome you here once again. It's really great to see all of these people. I mean, it's just a miracle in itself that we're all able to be here. And, you know, we all come together here with different beliefs, different things that we've interpreted in the scriptures. And sometimes I've noticed in the Messianic movement that we don't seem to have a common focus. And I'd like to talk about that this evening, because I think that if we want to accomplish anything as a Messianic group of believers, we need to have a common focus. And, you know, sometimes people get in arguments over the calendar. You ever notice that? Or maybe somebody says, you know, those tzitzits aren't tied quite right. I'm not sure you're going to be in the kingdom. And, you know, it's endless, isn't it? And fellowships break up over things that are so trivial. And so tonight, I would like to just speak to you about that subject, about how we need to be one with one another and not be worried about all of these little things that come along. And I'd like to just have you ask yourself a question. What does an Israelite look like to God? What does a true Israelite look like? Because isn't that what we want to be? We all want to be part of Israel, right? If we're not Israelite, we want to graft in, don't we? And so we want to look like an Israelite man or woman or child. And what does that look like? Is that the guy with his tzitzit tied just right? Is that the guy that has the right calendar? You know, I bet you we have 10 different calendars here this year, don't we, Tim? And we're not espousing any of them. You know, we're not here to discuss that. We're not here to, you know, how many people do you know get upset about the holy name? Oh, you got to get it right. If you don't get it right, oh, bad things are going to happen. I don't think so. I'd like you to probably, yeah, go to the, I found something very interesting in the third chapter of Proverbs. And a lot of people think Proverbs is a book of little verses, kind of, you know, cute little verses all tied together. But I found that the third chapter of Proverbs has the exact picture of what a man of God or a woman of God should be. And it's all tied together in one story. And if you go home this evening and you get out your book, and go to Deuteronomy 6, you're going to find out that the third chapter of Proverbs and the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy, which we're going to be, what? It's the Shema, isn't it? We're going to be saying that and repeating it tomorrow at services. And if you look, the third chapter of Proverbs and the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy almost parallel one another word for word. But I'm going to go ahead and read the third chapter of Deuteronomy. And here in this chapter are all the principles that you need to apply in your life. And I think if we as Messianic people can focus on these things, we would be way better off. My son, do not forget my Torah, and let your heart watch over my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they add to you. Let not loving commitment and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Thus finding favor and good insight in the eyes of Elohim and man. So first thing, the first principle that we need here is what? Torah. Keep the commandments. I hate to use that word law because law is kind of misleading. It really isn't like a policeman's going to come to arrest you. It's like the water that goes forth and waters the crops from the Father. That's what this book is about. And verse 5, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Aha. How many people do you know that have it down just right? And they understand it all. And they'll tell you about it too, won't they? Know him in all your ways and make all your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and turn away from evil. It is healing to your navel and moistening to your bones. Esteem Yahweh with your goods and with the first fruits of all your increase. Aha. Here's another thing that we need to be doing, don't we? Then your storehouses shall be filled with plenty, and your vats overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the discipline of Yahweh, and do not loathe his reproof. You know, a lot of times, you know, there's this principle that preachers preach, and they say, well, if you just give me some tithe money, you know, you'll be blessed. And I always tell them, well, if you just put some money in there, you'll be blessed, and you won't need my tithe money. So, but here God is saying, look, you know, you need to be generous with what you have. You know, you need to come here to the festival and spend your tithe money and maybe take someone else out to dinner or treat somebody, do things like that. And you know what? Your storehouse will be overflowing. And sometimes we get kind of trapped in our own petty little lives. You know, the economy has been horrible, hasn't it? Some of us got laid off from our jobs. But we need to trust in Yahweh and just say, hey, I'm going to the festival. Whatever happens, happens. He'll bless me. Okay. Blessed is the man who has found wisdom and the man who gets understanding. Ah, this is really important. A man of Israel needs to have wisdom and understanding, doesn't he? And sometimes people get knowledge with no wisdom. Right? You know, it says here you need both. Because there's a lot of people running around with a lot of knowledge. I mean, you can find them in the world, you can find them in the universities, but do they have any wisdom? So as men of Yahweh, we need to have wisdom and understanding. For blessed is the man who has found wisdom and the man who gets understanding, for the gain from it is better than the gain from silver and its increase than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all your delights are not comparable to her. Length of days is in her right hand, riches and esteem in her left hand. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. You know, if you have knowledge and you don't have wisdom, you might find that things aren't too peaceful, are they? You know, when you say, I know everything there is to know about that calendar, and if you don't follow my calendar, wow, are you in trouble? You know, that's knowledge with no wisdom, because a wise person wouldn't say that, would he? he would say, hey, look what I found out about the calendar. You want to read this with me? And maybe we can come to an understanding, or maybe not. But it really doesn't matter, does it? She is a tree of life to those taking hold of her, and blessed are all who retain her. Founded the earth by wisdom, he established the heavens by understanding. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Watch over sound wisdom and discretion. Then they become life to your being and an adorning to your neck. Then you would walk safely in your way, and your foot would not stumble. When you lie down, you need not be afraid, and you shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden dread. How many people have I heard that are just going to go somewhere and escape? I mean, I hear it over and over. Oh, I have a place down in Costa Rica, and I hear, and there's a whole bunch of Messianic people down there escaping from Babylon, the United States. And I guess that's okay if you think you need to do that, but a man of Israel does not need to be afraid of sudden terror, does he? Amen. You don't need to be afraid. Why? Because Yahweh is with you, isn't he? Yeah. So what happens is going to happen, isn't it? Right? Maybe the dollar will collapse. Maybe the economy will disappear completely and we'll all be living in tents. I don't know. But do we need to fear? No. Because he'll protect us. Yeah. Okay. You shall lie down and your sleep shall be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden dread, nor of the ruin of the wrong when it comes. And we know that happens sometimes, doesn't it? You know, sometimes we lose a loved one. Sometimes we lose our home. Bad things happen, don't they? But you know, we don't need to worry about it. We don't need to be fearful of it. All we need to do is trust in Yahweh, and he'll work it out. He will punish the wicked, won't he? Yep. I don't think we need to be down on Wall Street protesting the bad bankers. I think Yahweh knows their problems. So, if they take your house away, oh well. Okay. For Yahweh is at your side, and he shall guard your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it. Hey, there's another principle of a man of Israel, isn't there? Okay. When it is in the power of your hand to do so. You know, if you see somebody that just doesn't have anything to eat, what should you do? Feed them, right? I mean, we have brethren around the world that God has called into this walk who do not have enough to eat every day. You know, we in America, I mean, we think it's tough here now with our bad economy and everything. But I dare say everybody has something to eat every day. You know, on the Day of Atonement, I walked over to my water spigot to get a drink. Right? I mean, it's just normal. I'm thirsty. Get a drink. And I got to thinking, wow, how many people don't even have a water spigot? And they can't walk over there every day and get a glass of cold water to drink. I think sometimes the lesson of the Day of Atonement is that, you know, that we are certainly blessed with many, many things. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back tomorrow and I will give it. When you have it with you, do not plan evil against your neighbor, seeing how he dwells safely beside you. Do not strive with a man without cause. You know? And that goes back to the doctrinal issues again, doesn't it? We strive with our brothers. If he has done you no evil, do not envy a cruel man and choose none of his ways. For the persevere one is an abomination to Yahweh, and his secret counsel is the perverse one is an abomination to Yahweh, and his secret counsel is with the straight. The curse of Yahweh is on the house of the wrong, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He certainly scoffs the scoffers, but gives favor to the humble. The wise do inherit esteem, but fools are bearing away shame. And so I'd like you to really think about this at Sukkot this year, that we would get along with one another, that we're here to rejoice, to celebrate, leave all the petty problems at home.
Amen.
Let Yahweh bless you mightily. You know, think about what it says in Matthew 25. You know, the sheep and the goats, you know, you all know that, Matthew 25. And Yeshua says to the sheep, now, you guys, you wore your tzitzits right. You had the right calendar. You know, and so you're going to sit with me. And the poor people who didn't have the right tzitzit knot, I'm just teasing about that really much. You know how it goes, right? I mean, I've seen people argue with over about that. Or maybe, you know, you have a blue string in there, but you have a pink one along with it. And they go, whoa, yeah, I wore those one year at Sukkot. I'm the bravest guy around because I wore pink tzitzit. I have one of the Greek boys making me a pink set for this year, too. So we need to think about these things seriously. Go home tonight and really think about how you're going to celebrate this year's Sukkot. With joy, with peace, with sharing, with loving one another. Loving your neighbor as yourself. That's what it's all about. Okay, we're going to have a meal. We have lots of food. We don't have it all out because the tables aren't big enough. And we're also going to have some dancing. Angie, we're going to dance out here on the grass. Now, if you haven't been here dancing before, and you think maybe dancing isn't right, you need to look at the scripture about Sukkot, because it says, it actually commands you to dance. So this is your first opportunity to dance. All right. If you don't know how, just jump in anyway. We're going to have, yes. And we're going to follow a different kind of a tradition here, and we're going to ask the blessing on everything after we're done eating. All right?
Okay. We want to. We need to do the songs first. We take this down so they can use this.
Okay. Otherwise, well, why don't you go ahead and go from here?
Okay. Before we eat, though, because we have to get the projector down and everything for you to get around here, we want to go ahead and sing about 50 songs. And we're going to sing all these songs before that thunderstorm comes. So y'all ready? We're going to, if you don't, y'all join together and join in, but that area right there, if you'll clear out a little bit so we can dance. Everybody else can sort of gather around. Let's have a good sing along here.
I'm turning this thing off. Giving it back to Mr. Tim. Did you listen to what I had to say?
Yes.
Yeah?
Dad's right out in front of
you. All right.
You're really good. But there were speakers.
Oh, and they were loud, weren't they?
Yep.
Hi, how are you doing, Mr. Josiah?
His name is Josiah.
It's Josiah. He's a Bible guy. Like Isaiah and Judah and all those guys. Okay, go dance, guys.
I'm not dancing.
Okay.